What tonight is 233? 233? Joyful, we adore thee. 233. In the song of invitation, the 856, 856. There's the fountain for you for that song. We'll sing the first, second, and fourth stanzas, verses. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts are full like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, dry the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All our works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy grace. Stars and angels singing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and fountain, flowery meadows, passing seas. Cause to rejoice in thee. Mortals join the mighty chorus which the morning stars began. Other is ringing o'er us, brother love by God. To man, ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of pain. Joyful gifts, lead us onward in the triumph song of life.
Good evening, everyone. I just learned a little while ago that Brother Wiley probably won't make it. The van broke down as he was getting gas somewhere, which is bad. And even worse is that he had the invitation tonight. But we'll get this done. All right. Life is not fair. In the book of Psalms, chapter 73, verse 3, the psalmist writes, "For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." You know, we often hear that goodness is its own reward. Yet the bully comes in first, while the sweet, gentle kids get shoved to the back. Maybe you think of yourself in a similar way. Maybe you say about yourself, "You know, I try to be nice and thoughtful. I try to be kind and helpful. In return, I get taken advantage of and labeled a pushover. Meanwhile, the selfish taker who manipulates other people gets the benefits of it all without any personal cost. Life is not fair. Some Christians may even think about themselves in this way. Here I am, a faithful Christian. I attend worship services. I give, work. I cause no problems. And I am generally ignored. Meanwhile, the half-hearted, half-faithful complainer or troublemaker in the church gets all of the attention, and everybody handles him or her with tender care so as not to hurt their delicate feelings. Don't I have any feelings? Life is not fair. Or a Christian might say, I have worked, I have served, I have labored in God's kingdom for many years. I have faithfully discharged my duties. Meanwhile, other Christians have not served. You know, it would be fair if they would do sometimes. If they would take over while I get some rest. Instead, I am now given even greater responsibilities. While they still are not working, life is not fair. What do we say when we hear someone saying that life is not fair? As a human being, we can see that life is often very unfair. On the other hand, come in. Whoever said everything in life would be pleasant? The important thing is not that everything in life is always pleasant, but whether or not we have faith in God. Joseph could have said life was unfair. His brothers sold him into slavery because of their jealousy of him. He was falsely accused by his master's wife in Egypt and thrown into prison. He helped a man while he was in prison who promptly forgot about him and left him there in prison for a long time. Joseph could have said, this life is just not fair. But he kept believing in God. In the end, God used the unfair treatment of Joseph to save the lives of many, many people. Abraham could have said, life was unfair. God had promised Abraham a son in his old age, a son who would give him many descendants. And finally, after the son was born, God told Abraham to take him on a mountain and offer him as a sacrifice. This was only being done to test Abraham. God did not let Abraham go through with the sacrifice. However, before that moment, Abraham could have reasonably cried out to God and said, this is unfair. You promised me a son, and now you want me to kill him? It was not fair from Abraham's vantage point, but by this test, Abraham's faith was made stronger. Finally, if anyone could cry out to God and say, God, life is not fair. No, it was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ had that right. Jesus had lived a perfect, sinless life. He had helped people. He had taught the truth. Nevertheless, he was misunderstood. He was hated. He was arrested. He was mocked. He was spat upon. He was falsely accused. He was beaten. He was killed on a cross. It's a wonder that the rocks did not cry out, this is unfair. Why should an innocent man die for the sins of others? It was horribly unjust. But in that injustice, the grace of God was realized. Because Jesus provided the way of salvation for all mankind. You know, life here on earth is unfair very often. We must remember that this life is not all there is. After this life, there will be a great judgment day. Everything that everyone has done will be brought before God in judgment. The scales of justice will be balanced. Justice will be remedied. Grace will be extended to those who have served God and believed in Christ. Life is not fair, but if we obey the gospel, once we get to heaven, we will be given much more than we deserve. The rewards of heaven will far outweigh the shortcomings of this life. So rather than complain about life being unfair, let us obey the gospel. If we are faithful Christians, God will be more than fair with us. He will be merciful. He left us a plan. We call it the plan of salvation. We hear, believe, repent, we confess, and then we're baptized into Christ. Now, those who are already members, you've strayed away, been unfaithful, and done things you know you shouldn't have done, you need to come back. You need to be restored to the body of Christ. You can do that tonight. You can do that while we stand and sing.
In the fall, the
All right, good evening, everyone. Please